Disclaimer. Things may be a little rough around the edges with these early episodes, but stay tuned. The adventure continues and only gets better. Live long and talk Trek.
Welcome to Talk Trek. This is...
You forgot your name?
Oh my, I just saw something. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Trek.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Trek. Well, actually, this is a special preview episode of the Talk Trek podcast. My name is Damian, the new Power Soul Man, and I'm here today to give you a little introduction into the world of Talk Trek. Talk Trek has been described in the immortal words of Brian as a bunch of guys sitting around watching Star Trek, but actually, there's a lot more going on. It's a bunch of guys who really like Star Trek, And when you're sitting around a bunch of guys who really like Star Trek, it just seems to make the whole experience better. That sounds kind of strange, but that's kind of what it's all about. I think it's best to hear what Star Trek is about from the Talk Trek crew. So here we go.
And we're here today to just talk about our backgrounds with Star Trek. And so, Pete, why don't you start out for us?
I've just been a fan of Trek for a while now. I just sort of got into it once, and I've been watching it ever since.
I may have to edit the laughter out, but...
Wait a second, time out. There's got to be something more than just that.
I just watched Star Trek and I liked it. That's what I've been watching ever since.
Did you see it in German first? We should say that Germany? I mean, you're German, right?
Ich habe das Raumschiff Enterprise gesehen.
Sure, I have to take a sh**. Okay. So I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
I'll interview Pete in just a second.
I thought you were just mostly mocking my German there, Eric, but...
No, you guys go like figure out what Pete needs to say and I'll be right back.
What we need is a little more personal background. I watched it one day, and I've been watching it ever since.
You know, I don't particularly care about this, but... Okay. You know what?
All right.
What should my Trek revelation be here?
I mean, when did... Do you remember your first episode? Like, how old were you about?
I don't even remember.
I mean, did you see it first in Germany, or did you see it in the United States?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if it was the first Trek I saw was old school or new or next gen. I'm like, I can't quite remember, but no, I think I saw like the original series in German the first time. It was kind of weird.
How would you say he's dead, Jim, in German?
As taught, Jim.
And we'd also like to mention that it's past Jimmy Blue Eyes is a bedtime, but Jim is also going to be a contributor to Talk Trek. He's not here though.
Eventually, so we can get his ass in here.
Were you born in Germany, or where were you
born?
Yes,
I was.
Okay, and then you came here for school.
No, we actually I emigrated to this country.
So you're an immigrant.
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's interesting. And you have your green card?
I am off the boat, so to speak. Well, actually off the airplane, but you get the idea.
Did you? Oh, and you're also a pilot.
Yes, I am. How did you know all this stuff, Damien?
I'm just trying to get some background out of you. So did the diversity of Star Trek appeal to you, even though they didn't have any Germans on the Enterprise?
You know, I was really hoping for, like, Klaus, the German engineer. That would have been awesome. Imagine those Sulu, they had Klaus.
Ich bin Bur. Wait, Ich bin Vulcaner.
You know, I think they should really have Klaus, a German engineer. That would be better than Scotty, the Scotsman. Huh. They should have like the German rocket engineer. Scientist dude on the show.
Huh. So, I think I hear Eric's return. Eric?
Yeah.
We just decided that Star Trek really should have had Klaus, the German engineer, instead of Scotty.
Okay, we found out a little bit about Pete's Star Trek background. No.
So you have a little bit of a story?
Not really.
A little bit. More. He's an immigrant, and he's kind of disappointed that there are no Germans in the diverse world of Star Trek.
That's what I'm saying. They should really have Klaus, the German engineer.
The Romulans are kind of like, you know, Nazis.
So Peter had some representation there.
Yay, Nazis!
I wouldn't say that, Pete.
Yeah, I know. I was being sarcastic. For anyone who's listening.
Okay, and now over
to... If there's anyone listening.
Over to you, Eric. You're
Pete,
one of...
You gotta stop saying stuff like that.
I'm just very pessimistic.
Eric.
Okay, yes.
How long have you been watching Star Trek?
Well, it starts back in 1996. I knew you had been a big Trek fanatic over the years. And there were friends of mine that were big Trek fans. But I guess one Friday night, I had nothing else to do. So Brian and I, and God, I think there were some other people there. I don't remember who they were. We went to see Star Trek VI, The First Contact, which is the first Star Trek I had ever seen. Well, at least more than 1 minute or 2 minutes. And throughout the whole movie, I kept asking Brian, so what's up with the guys with the ridges? Why does the android not quite look like human? You know,
well,
and,
he's an
you know. Yeah, but I mean, come on, it's 21st century. They should be, at least be get the pigment correct, right? And, you know, I had a bunch of other questions. So throughout the whole movie, I was like one of those guys who just asked questions the whole time. But, you know, after that, boom, I went home, taped all the Next Gen episodes. Matt, my roommate at the time, taped all the original series. We had quite a library there, and... it has taken off ever since. Or continued, I guess. It wasn't really taken off. It took off then, and then continued ever since. Damien?
Hey, my name is Damien. I've been a Trek fan for many, many years. And
since you were a tot.
Since I was a tot. I'd come home from grade school, and I'd watch it on the black and white TV set. And when we got a color TV set, I was amazed to see all the colors. And then in grade school, I also went to some Green Bay, Wisconsin Star Trek conventions.
So they actually had the convention in Green Bay.
Yeah, wow. At one of the hotel convention centers. And they had like maybe three of them in Green Bay. And the first one was Chekhov, and then, or Walter Koenig.
Koenig?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Koenig.
Nichelle Nichols, Lieutenant Uhura, and then Gene Roddenberry's wife, Mrs. Roddenberry. I can't remember her
first name. Gene Roddenberry's wife had her own Trek convention.
She used to be, what's her name? The nurse. Nurse Chapel.
Nurse Chapel, yeah.
That was Roddenberry's
wife? Yeah. That was Mrs. Roddenberry.
Yep.
She was initially meant to be like a captain on there, but they couldn't quite get that past the TV execs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe I knew that then. Okay.
But
so, Damon, did you ever get to meet any of the VIPs at the conventions?
The VIPs? Yeah.
Well, funny you should ask.
I have Uhura's and Walter's autographs. But unfortunately, being a kid with not too much in the bank account, I just had a paper bag novelization of Star Trek IV with me.
Now, did any of the Star Trek characters sexually advance upon you?
Well, I don't know if it was so much like that, but Uhura gave me a hug.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
I've been hugged by Uhura.
You know, it's funny, because in our first episode, The Man Trap, there's a scene with Uhura and Spock, and it's just very funny, because... Spock learns that one of the away party is dead. Right, and then Spock's like, you know, bridge acknowledged. And Uhura just stands there like, how can you not, that's the emotion you show? Yet she, you know, she doesn't really show much emotion either.
Well,
she just stands
anger.
There and talks to him.
I thought it was even funny that Uhura was trying to hit on Spock at the time.
Yeah, a little hitting on.
And Spock really was not getting it. He was just sort of responding.
Whoa. I think we better say this, but this is kind of what.
Well, let's.
This is kind of what.
Segway, man.
Yeah. This is kind of what.
This is a segue.
This is kind of what Talk Trek's all about. We'll be talking. Or as Brian would say, just a bunch of us guys sitting around watching the Star Trek. But you'll hear our commentary, our debates, our discussions. When we laugh and we cry.
Let's talk about a little bit what Talk Trek is about.
But I was.
I hear a like a movie camera in the background.
That's the fan.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I think this is a good introduction.
Okay, so anyways, that's what Talk Trek is about. You can visit us on our website, talktrek.com, which I think you know about. Since you're listening to this podcast, and we'll be podcasting this on iTunes and where else?
That's about it right now.
Okay.
Welcome to Talk Trek.
Let's do this quick.
Okay, man.
Because
call
I,
him up.
I gotta start the grill soon.
Is it recording?
Yeah, of course, man. It's always recording. Well, when I have it on. You have to listen to this.
Okay, take four. Your four, Talk that Trek? Is.
Welcome to Talk Trek. Yeah, I gotta start again. Welcome to Talk Trek, the Star Trek podcast.
It's a really funny freaking podcast.
Hold on. Okay. Gotta stop laughing. Right, welcome to Talk Trek, the Star Trek podcast. Talk Trek. Are you laughing?
Your voice tones go up and down. Welcome to Talk Trek, the Star Trek podcast. Your inflection is weird, man.
Yeah, it's your phrasing is weird, by the way.
What?
Break it up, Pete.
Pete's got DSL. You should say Pete the Von Tress with DSL.
Brought to you by DSL.
By the cable company, because I ain't paying for it.
Don't say that on the podcast. Alright, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Welcome to Talk Trek, the Star Trek podcast. Talking Trek on with the show. My name is Njord 4.
Also known as Eric. My name is Damien, the new Power Soul Man.
This is Pete the Von Tresk.
My name is Jim, also known as Clank Fu.
And this is our show. Damien, would you like to give us a little bit of information about Talk Trek?
Well, yes, I would.
Not that we don't know, but for the listeners.
Well, it all started a few months ago, I think. We were trying to come up with a good idea for a podcast, and then I thought, well, we like Star Trek, and we like Talking Trek. And so, Talk Trek was born.
Great idea. Pete, what has been your history with Talk Trek?
Well, you guys just called me up and told me, hey, Pete, why don't you join us talking about a Star Trek episode here and there? Figured, what the heck?
Jim?
I was sitting in a hotel room bored when you guys called me and said, hey, we're going to talk about Star Trek while we watch this episode. And so I said, sure.
So, Eric, how do we do a Talk Trek episode? How does it work?
Well, since we all have the original series, since we're big fans, we just plug them into the DVD player, sit with our computers using Skype, like other podcasts, and we just watch the show, and it gives us, it feeds us, you know, themes for which we can talk about. And there's got to be something else here. Let's see.
Yeah, also talk about social issues as well, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. So we try, Jim. Some of us don't comment as much as they could about social issues and just make fart jokes in the background. But we won't lame any names here.
What?
Anyway, so this is our little introduction. So pretty soon you will see the first episode come out just before the convention, the big convention this week.
And Njord4 and I will see you at the convention, possibly with Pete. I'm not sure if the Von Tresk is up for it, though.
I think I got badger tickets. I just purchased them today, so I'm not going to be there.
He's going to watch a non-conference game. Those are really fun to watch.
Yeah, of course.
Who are they playing?
Western Illinois.
Western Illinois?
They're going to get there. But anyway, about the show. So we're going public on the, you know, this weekend, and the rest will be history.
Star Trek
or the
history.
Future, you know, whichever one you prefer. I think that's about a wrap, since I have to make some hamburgers.
Well, let's sign off then.
Okay, this is Njord4 signing off until tomorrow.
He's also known as Eric, and I am Damien, the new Power Soul Man.
And this is Pete saying live long and prosper to all of you.
And this is Jim saying goodbye.
Clang Fu.
Okay.
Clang Fu.
Yeah, there you go.
Click. Okay. All right, well, that's it. That's a wrap. I'll send this to you guys now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. See you guys later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Talk Trek. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, and be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Live long and prosper, and good luck.